Braves are back March 29th. Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's time for the highly sought-after, fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Welcome back right now. Highly sought after. Fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show on a funky hump day in the doghouse. Your home for the $1,000 payoff, which begins tomorrow, 8 a.m. Remember, each day, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., you get a chance to win $1,000. But you got to listen for the word of the day to win. Now, look, it's a funky day because we're going to step aside tomorrow for the opening day of Major League Baseball, which, quite frankly, should be a national holiday, in my opinion. All right? 28 teams will be in action. They would have all been in action, but the game got rained out already in Cincinnati for tomorrow. But the Braves are not rained out. It's going to be good weather there, and Braves coverage will be right here on the Yump. But even though I will not be on the air on account of the Braves coverage, I'll still be giving you a chance around 2 o'clock and around 5 o'clock to win $1,000. So make sure you stay tuned for that word of the day. Phone lines are open. 866-485-9867 will get you into the show. 866-485-9867. That is your number. Don't forget your Twitter feed at Tom Abraham Show. Facebook is Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Text window is 7329-TA-SHOW. That's 732-982-7469 if you want to jump in on that. Grumpy is in the text window. He says, Birmingham needs a 30,000-seat retractable roof dome. Anything else is a joke today. 30,000 seats is plenty in today's world. Tickets would be a hot commodity, but still be available for those who really want to go. The Fargo Dome is 18,000 seats for football, just a little bigger with a retractable roof. No, it's too small, Grumpy. It's too small. You can't have a college football playoff game if you got a 30,000-seat retractable roof dome. In one college football playoff game, you know, covers your nut for a year. The economic impact that would have on the city would be huge. And you're talking about a state that is the hub of college football with two elite programs. I mean, you do a retractable dome stadium at 70 to 75,000 seats, you are now in line for bringing the SEC championship game here every other year. You can't do that with a 30,000-seat retractable. Yeah, if you're talking about UAB, yeah, I get you. Yes, if you're talking about a UAB stadium, AAF stadium, the Alliance of American Football, if you're talking about that, if you're talking about an MLS stadium, yeah, I'm with you. Retractable, 30,000, fine. That's like just taking the roof off the BJCC, which is part of this whole revitalization down there. But if you want to bring the big stuff in, you got to go big. You're already doing 55,000. I mean, do it right. Well, speaking of Grumpy, it appears that he is up. See what I'm saying, Grumpy? I mean, don't you want to see the SEC championship game back in Birmingham?
I just didn't know you were living in a fantasy world where Birmingham could draw a playoff game in the college football.
Why not?
Days are over, brother. The Civil Rights Museum ain't bringing them in anymore.
Yeah, but why wouldn't Birmingham with a new retractable dome be a
Have
spot? Why can't
you
go to Santa Clara? They're going to I go to Birmingham all the time. They're going to Santa Clara for the national championship. They're going to Santa Clara, California. Do you know where Santa Clara, California is? It's a hole in a wall, an hour from San Francisco. I mean, why not Birmingham?
The only way I can answer that question is say, why Birmingham?
Because Birmingham sits in the college football heaven, the state of Alabama. Why not the SEC championship game? You don't think the SEC championship game could be?
You know what? That doesn't work for you. That works against you.
Why?
Have you been around the country? I mean, honestly, Tom. I mean, you. I love your show, and you're very knowledgeable. But you got to agree that people just don't like Alabama these days. As far as Alabama kicks everybody's ass. That's why everybody's like, oh, Alabama's on TV. I'm not even going to watch the game because they're going to win.
Alabama has
an awesome program, and I think it works against you if you're going to try to host the championship game because everybody's sick of Alabama winning, except Alabama fans. So, I'm just saying, Alabama's the best, right now. But
that's short-sighted. We're talking about a 30-year investment. Do you think Alabama's going to continue like that? I mean, come on. This has been a historic 10 years.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think Birmingham's going to make itself more attractive given the history of Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Every year they get closer and closer to an armpit.
But have you seen all the work they're doing there on the roads and the highways and the flyovers and everything? I think that something like this could really revitalize, make it a modern city, not make it the Birmingham of the 60s. It would make it a more modern city. And do you think that maybe they would be able to lure Alabama and or Auburn to play one game a year in that stadium against maybe a lesser opponent or whatever?
No. I don't. I don't think Alabama or Auburn, either one, would play there. And they started that road construction in 1992 when I was on my way to Auburn. I mean, it's been going on forever. Birmingham is not going to attract anything like that. They need to just learn their place in line, make a very nice 30,000-seat stadium, and start hosting some fun stuff. They're not going to get anything like a Super Bowl or a playoff game.
I don't think they're a Super Bowl city, but, like, see, Nashville – if Nashville were to take down that erector set of a stadium that they have, and they're going to in the next 5 years, they're going to have to start doing the planning for the next thing. If Nashville was to build a Lucas Oil-type stadium there, Nashville could host a Super Bowl just like Indianapolis hosts a Super Bowl. Now, Birmingham's not a Super Bowl city, but you can't tell me that we can't get the SEC championship game on rotation back and forth between Atlanta and Birmingham if Birmingham had a stadium that was a 75,000-seat retractable dome stadium. And I think that the bowl game could become a major player. That bowl game, that little crappy Birmingham Bowl, that in a beautiful stadium could become a hell of a bowl game and be in the rotation for college football playoff.
Well, I'll say this. Nashville is the hottest city in the country. There's more money changing hands in Nashville right now than New York City, probably. It's ridiculous what Nashville's doing. They could host a Super Bowl. But I would feel sorry for the teams that earned their way to go to a big bowl or a big playoff, and you plopped them into Birmingham. Mm. Birmingham has no attractions other than this stadium. If you built it, there's nothing for those people to do. Have you ever tried to go out in Birmingham or do anything fun in Birmingham?
No, I don't. No. Yeah, when I go out in Birmingham, I go to Hoover. I spend all my time in Hoover. Whenever I go to Birmingham, I stay in Hoover. I do everything in Hoover.
You can go see the Vulcan, and you can go to the Civil Rights Museum.
I'm not going to either of those. I'm going to stay in Hoover.
They don't try. Birmingham could be so much better, but they don't try. Hell, they're broke. What do you expect?
No.
Birmingham ain't going nowhere, brother.
Can I tell you something? I want you to hear this before you dump the phone, though. America loves dynasties, and I'll tell you, and I'll give you the proof, I should say. Three of the top four rated college football games, you say nobody wants to watch them because they win all the time. Three of the four top-rated college football games of the last season were games involving Alabama. So it's really not true. That Alabama-Florida State game was the highest-rated game, regular season game of the year. I think people love to root against a dynasty.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. They're not tuning in to see Alabama win.
Well, whatever it is, they want to see them lose or win. You know, fans or win or lose. People love a dynasty. They love the Yankees and the Cowboys, and they want to see them get whooped or they want to see them win. It doesn't matter. Because nobody has like, hey, look, it's Alabama. Who cares? Everybody cares. I want to see him get killed or I want to see him win. So,
yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's one reason that the Auburn-Alabama football game is so big is because Auburn actually beats Alabama.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the only team that can,
you know what I'm saying?
Consistent.
I mean,
yeah, it's the only team that consistently gives Alabama a struggle. I mean, they won six in a row with Tubbs. They, you know, it's a relatively even series. It's been streaky at times, but they're even during this time of Saban dominance, they've gotten them three times. It's the only team, it's the only school that consistently gives Alabama a hard time is Auburn, and that's what people love about it.
Yeah. Okay, brother. I wish this Final Four was a little quicker. I hate waiting until Saturday, but have a good one, man.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks. I mean, what are you going to do when you're down to four? I mean, to me, you could go two on Thursday and the national championship game on Saturday. That's the only thing, other thing that you can do. Ever since they made it, you know, two on Saturday and a national championship game on Monday night, it's just kind of been the thing. Personally, I'd rather see the national championship game on the weekend, you know, on Monday. I don't know how people do it that are, but I'm also one team act. I'd rather see the Super Bowl on Saturday. I think the Super Bowl should be on Saturday night, not on a Sunday night. I mean, people got to go to work on Monday and everything else. You know what I mean? It would be better. Can you imagine? I think it would be that much bigger if the Super Bowl was on a Saturday and then you had all day Monday to kind of regroup from that.
Yeah, I can feel that for the Super Bowl. But the basketball, I don't know, man. It's just not that big of a spectacle for me. I'm cool with it being on Monday.
I have your eight cities for the AAF.
I looked for that, and I couldn't find it.
Well, this is free advice for the AAF. I'm going to tell you right now. Let's see how many I get right. You got the big 16-inch tape recorder playing right now? You got the wheel-to-wheel, reel-to-reel going right now?
I have the reel, big dog.
You got the reel-to-reel going? Okay, mark this down, because the announcement will come out in a couple of months. And I want to be able to recap and see how I did. All right, this is what makes the league successful. Making the league successful is it can't be in NFL cities, A. Two, it needs to be in a hotbed of college football because you're going to have players that are marginal NFL players that will play in this league that people will want to still see play. Okay? You know, like Blake Sims, for example. You know what I mean? Or, you know, pick a guy from Auburn or Alabama or the region. You want to see some of the guys that you enjoyed seeing played. I think that would be a draw for the team. So you got to have that. But they've got to be big enough towns to where that matters, where you could feel it. Okay? So you're ready? And you got to have eight teams. You got your East and your West conferences for your eight teams. Are you ready, T-Mac?
Hit me with it. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, here we go. Do you want music to back this up?
Yes.
Do you think? I mean, it's you know, it's professional football. I mean, let's just remember that it's professional.
Okay.
Is that too dramatic, you think? Or you think we're all right with it?
Maybe just a little bit.
Is it a little too much?
Maybe. Big dog, you thrive on being theatrical. So it's okay.
I'm going to be theatrical. All right, here's your Eastern Conference. By God, Birmingham, they got a new 55,000-seat stadium. And load them up with Alabama and Auburn players. And LSU. Kick everybody's ass. All they'd have to do is just take Alabama, take Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Alabama, Auburn, and LSU. Players that just missed the NFL. Kick everybody's ass. All right, the second city, Memphis, Tennessee. They got the stadium. Liberty Bowl has been revamped. They wish they were in the NFL. They had it for a minute with the Titans, the Oilers. Memphis, college hotbed. I guess you'd have to give them Ole Miss. Tennessee players, Vandy. Columbus, Ohio. They got a stadium there. Their soccer team's moving out of. They got Columbus Crew Stadium. It's a 30,000 seat stadium. It's perfect. Columbus, Ohio, of course, the hotbed of Ohio football. Load them up with Ohio State players, Michigan. Big Ten guys. Columbus is in the league. And Orlando, Florida. All players they got down there. Orlando's not Tampa or Jacksonville or Miami where they got the NFL, but it's right in the heart of Florida. Snowbirds are still there. The league starts in February. Orlando needs to be in the league. Your Western Conference. San Antonio, Texas. Because it's Texas, for God's sakes. Number 9 market in the country. Second team in the Western Conference. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let them play where Tulsa plays. It's Oklahoma, for God's sakes. Right in the heart of the Big 12 country. Tulsa. Then we go out west. Got to have two teams in California. So you don't have total travel problems all the time. Look, I got they changed the song. I changed the song, T-Mac, right in the middle of the thing. How good am I?
Call him the tech dog.
Oakland, California. They need a team. Wouldn't this... I mean, stop me when I'm lying, T-Mac. Stop me when I've gone off my rocker. But how about Oakland, California having a team in the AAF? Kind of a little soothing. Make them silver and black. There's no law against a team being silver and black. And Sacramento. Wait a minute. How close is Sacramento to Oakland? Do you know?
I don't.
I wonder how close Sacramento is to Oakland. I don't think it's too close. Sacramento to Oakland. Well, that's 100 miles, 90 miles.
That's
not bad. Is it too close to put two teams there?
Maybe. Yeah, 100 miles, maybe.
I mean, where else would you go out west? You know what I mean? I don't know where else you could go out west. You know what I mean? You got Oakland. You should have another team somewhere out that way. And San Jose is too close.
You said it can't be in the city of an NFL team, right?
I wouldn't know. You don't want to put them in where? Where would you put them in? L.A. or, you know, you don't put them anywhere.
I was thinking Vegas, but you can't do that.
To have them. Vegas got their team. Oakland and Vegas. How would that be? Yeah, you can't, you know, I don't know, Tucson, Arizona, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe Tucson. I think you'd have a good rivalry, though. Sacramento and Oakland. Maybe they're too close. They're an hour and a half apart. Okay, maybe they would be too close. How far is it from Tulsa to San Antonio? That's a hike.
Yeah, that's got to be a grip.
That's a hike. I mean, maybe Portland? Maybe you go Portland.
I was thinking
because they got
a
stadium. Yeah. They got that soccer stadium up there, the Timbers, I think, the Portland Timbers. So maybe Portland. I'll go Oakland and Portland. Does that work?
Yeah, Portland. Okay. Portland works for me.
Portland.
I like
Portland's
that.
A good town for that. Portland's getting the NHL. Is that official yet? That's not official yet.
But
okay, let me hang on. Let me scratch Sacramento.
By the way,
yeah,
the mileage. From San Antonio to Tulsa is, you care to venture a guess?
580 miles.
530. That was close. Good guess.
Look at me.
Good guess.
Look at me.
Drive time, I'm assuming that's what, drive time is 8 hours.
Perfect. All right, so your Eastern Conference is Birmingham, Memphis, Columbus, and Orlando, and your Western Conference is San Antonio, Tulsa, Oakland, and Portland. What do you think? Am I onto something?
After the last adjustment, yes.
Yeah.
I think so. You're looking, what, 629 miles from Oakland to Portland. I think that's about fair for all between right. all the stuff now.
Little easy flight, you know. San Antonio, Tulsa, and then Orlando, Memphis, Birmingham, and Columbus. Those are hotbeds. That's Florida, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. Kenny Trill is up. Trill, what's going on?
What's going on, big dog?
You are?
Man, I don't know what's wrong with Grumpy. there's plenty of things to do in Birmingham. You got the Barons. You got Sammy's, which is a great establishment down there with beautiful people everywhere. I mean, Birmingham's a hotbed, man.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, the best thing about Birmingham is Hoover.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But would you go with go watch a game down there?
Yes. I'd go broadcast a game down there. Me and Cube. Me and Cube would be the broadcast team for the Birmingham Americans. San Diego, somebody said. You know what? San Diego. Yeah. How about San Diego and Oakland? Two jilted NFL cities. There you go. Screw Portland. San Diego and Oakland. How about that?
Yeah, San Diego deserves one. Yeah. And all they got's what, the Padres left?
They got the Padres. That's all they got.
So they got the Barons, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they got a
not much different than Birmingham.
Exactly. All right, let me get Garrett in here and see what he's got to say. Because they're yelling at me. All right, man, appreciate you. Garrett, what do you got?
All right, so first, you took Sacramento from me.
Yeah.
And then you took Portland from me. So now I'm having to whip something out of my bottom. And I'm thinking, let's take this shindig international. And let's go to, like, Toronto or Montreal or Vancouver. I know the Grizz didn't work out there, but more eyeballs, maybe. I know they love their CFL, but could it work in Toronto?
Screw them other countries. This is the Alliance of American Football. It's America. You got to be in America.
We got to change the name.
It's a bad name. It is a bad name. Big John says, out with Memphis and in with St. Louis. I don't know if St. Louis would do it. That's baseball country in the spring, though, man. Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, but they love the Rams.
Yeah, but, well, maybe. But think about it. They only loved them when they were winning. They would have stayed if they really loved them. And that's baseball. You got to remember, we're talking about, you know, March, April, May, June. That's the beginning of baseball season, the first 4 months of baseball season. St. Louis, you're going to get crushed by the Cardinals. I think Memphis is better than St. Louis, Big John. I love you, but I think you're wrong.
I mean, I feel like you could probably get, you know, 30,000 to get out there. Did they say what day they're playing these games on?
Sundays.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you get, you know, a later game, you know, prime time, 6 o'clock game, you know, they could hit the Cardinals game, they could go see the football game afterwards if it's within relative distance.
All right, Garrett. Appreciate you, man. It's Garrett. It's a good take. What about Salt Lake City? Text window. Ah, too many Mormons there. Let's get a break. It's Tom Abraham Show. We'll come back with a rewind next. Tom Abraham Show here on 730-1039.
Yep. The Ump. WUMP 730 and 1039. The Ump.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, Ooma Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an Ooma mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
Cole Kublik here to tell you about my friends at Valley Equipment Rental. You can check them out online at valleyequipmentrents.com. And with landscaping season just around the corner, if you're looking for an excavator, backhoe, trencher, skid steer, or more, check out Valley Equipment Rental, located right there on South Memorial Parkway, right there near Airport Road. All the equipment's online at valleyequipmentrents.com. Or give Ross and Tanner a call today at 256-964-6081. That's 256-964-6081 for Valley Equipment Rental.
I've had this law practice well over 30 years now.
Lackey Law Firm founder and my dad, Gary Lackey.
From the beginning, it's always been about helping people in need and giving solid advice to every client. Our first job is to make sure you know your rights.
I'm Justin Lackey. One of those principles Dad always taught us was that every client is as important as another. The initial consultation is free, and if we take on your injury case, you won't pay us anything unless we recover money for you.
Like father, like son, like daughter. I'm Jennifer Lackey. Hurt in a car wreck? You owe it to yourself to visit our website, you'll see an impressive list of success stories. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be provided is greater than the quality of legal services to be performed by other attorneys.
No matter where your case is in North Alabama, we may be able to help. Visit us at thelackeylawfirm.com, L-A-C-K-E-Y.
Or reach us at 1-800-4-RIGHTS, 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
This Thursday, Atlanta Braves baseball is finally back as we celebrate opening day at SunTrust Park.
The 3-2 pitch, here it comes, and there it goes.
With a dynamic roster and some of the most exciting young players in baseball, this Braves squad is looking to make some noise, and it all starts on opening day against division rivals, the Philadelphia Phillies. Live from SunTrust Park in Atlanta, Braves pregame hits the air at 1:55 Central on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Join Macy's and make good sense to round up, give back, and help support your local food banks. Here's how it works. Shop any Macy's store, round up your purchase, and donate your extra change up to 99 cents in support of Macy's Bag Hunger. Your donation will go to your store's local food bank and help feed families in your community. Round up your in-store purchase and make good sense and help bag hunger today at your local Macy's. Learn how you can help at Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Weather sponsored by Kubota. Ever wonder what's behind those orange tractors? Kubota offers efficient engineering from ag to construction, from zero-turn mowers to RTVs. Find a dealer at gokubota.com.
Rain and storm is moving in from the west tonight. Heaviest rain around the Shoals, where a flash flood watch is in effect. The low at 62. Tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms likely during the day. The high 70. Friday, becoming mostly sunny. The high 62. And a beautiful day on Saturday, sunny with a high at 74. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
You guys have blown up the text window. Danny T is going all political. Plus, he says I shouldn't drink when I'm doing a radio show and that Kenny Trill was high. You see, you know, what do you got to do that for? What do you have dog-on-dog violence for? Canada is in North America. Yeah, I know that, but it's only 8 cities. You think we can find 8 cities in America? Boise, Idaho. God, no, please. If I have to see that blue field again. Screw Canada. Leave it in the stinking USA. That's Kenny Trill. How about Reno instead of Vegas? More football is a good thing. Thank you, McRingleberry. Football is always good. All right, all our guests appeared on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. Take a listen. It was a pretty good list. This is your Woody Anderson Ford Rapid Rewind. How do they beat Michigan? How do they beat a taller team, a team that's more athletic? You know, how, what is the, you know, because you can make the case, and some people have, that they've had a pretty fortunate run, Loyola, to this deal because of the way that that whole South bracket disintegrated in terms of all of the big name teams in there. They kind of had a fortunate run, if you will. But how do they beat Michigan?
Do not discount that Michigan's had a little bit of a fortunate run themselves. They needed a buzzer three to get by Houston, and they needed two free throws before that three as well. And then you also had that game against Florida State. They played very sloppy in that one. So, I mean, Michigan has had their breaks. If Michigan makes the national championship, they'll be the first team in the history of the NCAA tournament since seeding began to not play a team seeded 1 through 5 on their way to a national title game. So, You have to keep that in mind as well. For Loyola to be able to get this win, though, they have to do a good job on the board. Richardson, Towns and company, they're all going to have to block out. They're going to need to put an extra man on Mo Wagner. They're going to have to spy him a little bit. They just need to keep him in front of them because Mo Wagner is going to be the toughest matchup on the floor for this team. He's 6'11". He shoots threes at nearly 40% clip. So, I mean, he's the guy that they really need to account for. But, I mean, one thing that Loyola might want to do, sell a little bit more than usual because one of Michigan's big Achilles heel is free throw shooting. They're in the bottom 30% or in the bottom 30 in the nation in regards to free throw shooting. I mean, if this turns into a contest at the line, Loyola's going to win that one.
Do they have enough depth, though, to do that? You know what I mean? I mean, can they afford to play seven guys? Can they go deep enough if they got to, you know, if they get some guys in foul trouble putting Michigan on the line?
Now, they can go seven deep. And Michigan is a team that they typically play games where there isn't a lot of fouling in the game as well. So there's not going to be a lot of physicality. And the pace of play is typically very slow in both Michigan and Loyola games. So these guys aren't going to be quite as tired at the end of games. And Loyola's a team that they can go a little bit into their bench. They're not going to be going 9 or 10 deep or anything like that, but they can afford to give a couple fouls.
Yeah. And Greg Peterson with us from My Guys in the Desert. And, you know, we saw Michigan win a game in this tournament where they didn't make a three. We saw them win a game where they made every single shot they looked at. I think they shot 100%, you know, in that game in the Sweet 16. And then we saw them win a game where they were terrible from three-point range, and at least they made a few, but they were awful. My thought is that if Michigan shoots like they did against Florida State, they're going to get beat. What do you think?
I think so, too. And, I mean, Loyola, they won their first three games of the tournament by a combined 4 points. So, obviously, yeah, they needed some breaks to go their way, too. But with that said, you can never say that Loyola truly played a dumpster fire garbage game. They just played lower-scoring games in the first couple rounds against Tennessee and also against Miami because that's just their style. This is a team that's going to hold you below 65 points. They're going to bear down on defense, and they're going to look for the best shot possible on offense. So if Michigan does play that way again, I think Loyola can pull the upset and make the national title game.
How does Kansas beat Villanova?
They have to use Udoka Azubuike and D'Souza down low, and their lone advantage is the fact that they are a little bit of a better rebounding team. Even though it doesn't show it on the stat board, they're two low post players. They are a little bit better on the glass. But Villanova's a team that plays a little bit of positionless basketball. They just seem to make them uncomfortable from three. Texas Tech was able to do so, but on the other end, Texas Tech couldn't hit a shot to save their lives. Kansas is a little bit different. Kansas is going to be able to hit their shots. Even if one guy's off, you can maybe Devontae Graham is off. Steve Mikhailuk can step up. If Steve Mikhailuk is slumping, you bring in Malik Newman, who's been absolutely sensational in the tournament. He had 32 points and 7 rebounds in that game against Duke. So I do feel like Kansas, if they can make Villanova a little bit uncomfortable from three, pull down the rebounds, they've got a shot.
Can we get a great game Monday night? I mean, let's say that it's Michigan. You know, can we get a great game between Michigan and Villanova or Michigan and Kansas? What would be the best combination to give us something that would be really, or would we be better off with another Loyola upset and have Loyola there doing a David and Goliath thing like a la NC State or a la Villanova back in 85, you know, something like that?
A team seeded 8th or below has never made the national title game. I think the best case scenario is you get Loyola Chicago and you get either team from Kansas or Villanova, because I just would love to see the 11 seed finally break through, get a shot at a national title, because so many of those big talking media heads, they always say, oh, the little guy can make a little bit of a run, but they can never get to that national championship game. Well, you know what? This is their best chance. I would love to see it happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's good. I mean, and I'm happy for UAB, but look, they can have 25,000 people in an 80,000-seat stadium. They can have 25,000 people in a 55,000-seat stadium. There's going to be 25,000 people, you know, at best going to those games. You know, I know they had the big 40,000 crowd, you know, when they came back and everything. But for the most part, you know, it's going to be that kind of a situation. Matt Scalise with us from AL.com. I'm with you because I think that Birmingham is a hub in the South, and they've seen over the last 20 years Nashville. Birmingham used to be bigger than Nashville. Nashville has gone by it. Atlanta's building stadiums like they're going out of style. And then there's New Orleans, which is much smaller than Birmingham. And so now Birmingham kind of, you know, they're not in that realm anymore. It's almost like they're accepting fate as a Triple A city type of deal.
Yeah, I mean, Birmingham basically at this point has decided that it would be fine to be, you know, Columbus, Ohio. Which yeah. Look, I got nothing against Columbus, Ohio. I've never been there. I'm sure the people that live there love it. And I love living in Birmingham. But I would like my city to continue to grow and continue to be on the trajectory it's been over the last 10 years, where we've just seen tremendous, you know, transformative growth, especially downtown. I don't think this does very much for that. I think probably the negatives of it are not anything too severe or intense outside of wasting money. But I also am not going to be celebrating in the streets today like I think some of my colleagues have been, because I just don't think it's going to do anything. I don't think it's going to improve anything about the experience of living in Birmingham in a substantial way. We are going to have the same events that we've been having. We're probably not going to be able to attract any new or better events at all, unless you're a big fan of international soccer and can really discern the differences between a U.S. friendly and a World Cup qualifier. Most people in Birmingham can't and don't care about those things. But if you're a soccer fan, you're real excited today. If you're a UAB fan, you're really excited today. I think most Birminghamians will not see any real difference in the quality of experiences that are coming to town.
Yeah, and the reason too, and I don't want to dump on MLS, you know, too much, because I know we call it quote unquote Major League Soccer, and it's the top level of soccer in this country. But the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NHL and the NBA, those are the best leagues in the world for those sports. There are five leagues in Europe that are vastly better than the MLS. Five different leagues in Europe that are in different countries that are vastly better than what the MLS has. The second division in the UK would be better than MLS soccer. I watched a little bit of that USL game out of Nashville, and that was like watching a club game. I mean, people who watch a little bit, you don't have to watch a lot of soccer, a little bit of soccer, realize that the MLS product is akin to Double A baseball, you know, and Double A baseball is fun, but to call it Major League is not, it's not Major League. There's nothing Major League about it.
That's probably got a lot to do with the fact that the U.S. is not participating in the World Cup that's coming up here. So I think this is not a sport until our country nationally, I think, is takes pride in soccer. And the only way we're going to take pride in soccer is if our national team is competitive on the biggest scale possible. I think until that happens, you're not going to see that sport grow in this country. And you're definitely not going to see it grow in markets where it doesn't already have a big following and a big fan base. And Birmingham is one of those. I think to grow the popularity of that sport in this market and in other, you know, middle American markets that don't already have a big soccer following, it's going to have to become an issue of national pride for us. And it's not right now. And it's not going to be for at least until the next World Cup, if the U.S. team can qualify for that one.
All right, we know Tehran is going to start. Take us through the starting lineup. We'll start in the outfield, where it looks like it'll be Tyler Flowers with Ender Inciarte on one side of him and Preston Tucker on the other side. Is that right?
Nick Markakis, but... I don't know who's going to start a catcher, whether it's Flowers or Suzuki tomorrow. Flowers has been nursing a bit of a groin issue, so he's going to perhaps take it a little slow as we go into the first week of the season. But, in fact, the Braves are carrying a third catcher, Chris Stewart, just in the off chance that they might need to substitute for Flowers when they do put him into games. But, yeah, the outfield right now looking like either – Preston Tucker or Peter Bourgeau, who they just picked up from the Cubs waivers last week, probably Tucker, and Inciarte and Nick Markakis.
Right. Flowers, of course, behind the plate for him, and like you say, possibly carrying three guys there. Of course, Freddie, at first, there was a lot of talk about what would happen at third. It looks like it's Ryan Flaherty at this point?
That's correct. It happens to be the brother-in-law of Nick Markakis, but he's going to be a placeholder until Johan Camargo can get back into action. He's currently slated to return on April 6th. We'll see if he can. Oblique injuries turn out to be a little tricky sometimes, and we just hope that he's all the way back and not being rushed.
Yeah. Ozzie Albies will be at second. And Dansby Swanson, how tight a leash do you think they have on Dansby Swanson? Are they going to be, continue to be patient with him and hopefully he's the guy that was when he first came up? Or do you think they'll have a quick hook on him right now?
My suspicion is that he's going to have all the room he can, probably at least to summertime, before they would pull the plug on him if it seems warranted. He's still working out some things in the change to swing, but basically he's got to have a better pitch recognition on the sliders and be able to lay off them whenever necessary. And yeah, it's just going to be a matter of working through it and gaining confidence in what he can do at the plate. But certainly he'll be in there for defensive purposes as much as possible because he's the best defender they've got at the position regardless. So given the emphasis that Alex Anthopoulos has put on defense for this team, he's got his spot regardless for quite a while.
Yeah. All right. So where do we end up with in this rotation behind Teheran, Fultonevich, McCarthy? I mean, how does this thing shake out right now?
Sean Newcomb will be the fourth at this time. The Braves on April 10th will need a fifth starter for the first time, and at that point they'll probably call up Anibal Sanchez. If you didn't hear, then they waived Scott Kazmir last week because he was just sort of a square peg round hole kind of fit on the team and just wasn't able to generate a velocity, and his arm was sort of dead already, and they just decided to go ahead and eat the money and release him. So Anibal Sanchez is the de facto fifth starter until early May when Luis Guijarro hopefully will be back. Other than that, they're just probably going to end up mixing and matching here and there on that fifth starter role here and there where guys need time off. They'll bring somebody in and rotate somebody out. So it'll almost be like a five-and-a-half-man rotation for a while. But they don't want to overwork any of the starters. But the starters are, as you suggested, plus these other guys.
Hey, look, Dwayne Wade just swatted away another shot from LeBron James. Not once, twice, from behind. I mean, you think he knew what was coming?
You think he knew at all what was coming there?
Man, I mean, do you know a guy that well? That, I mean, when a guy goes to take the shot that you can slip in, you can cheat down behind him and knock the ball out of his hands. And LeBron was, like, bewildered. You know what I mean? He was like, what the heck's going on? And it's like, I mean, it was uncanny by D-Wade.
Well, you know, he knows the scouting report on – we all know the scouting report on LeBron is that he finishes hard going to his right up and over. But, you know, sometimes when he goes to his left and there's a little contact there, he goes sort of a little softer and a little more evasive. And, boy, D-Wade saw it coming and just – basically, when you're help side blocking on that, you're taking a flyer on it. I'm going to go up, and if he does what I think he does, I'm going to swat him. And, boy, D-Wade got him twice. Really good. It was on our top 10 last night. And, you know, the thing that's good is I really enjoy the friendship those two have. And but I enjoy to see them compete like that against each other, too.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what it did for me. Now, I predicted on this very radio show right here yesterday. I'm not afraid to say it because I'm not, you know, I'm not so egotistical to think that, I know everything. Almost, but not quite there. I predicted that the Cavs would win by double digits because I thought that if there was a game where we could see the switch get flipped and LeBron want to show them, you know, who their daddy is, this was a game LeBron drops 35 to 40 if he has to, and they blow the heat out and little brother D-Wade. And it went exactly the opposite way. LeBron ends up with 18 points in the game. My God, Kelly Olynyk had more points than him coming off the bench for the Heat. And now it has me really worried about the Cavs' ability to go on at least past the second round. I think Boston clips them in the second round, and they do not look like a team that can throw the switch.
I can't stress to you how important Kevin Love is in the equation for the Cleveland Cavaliers now. He was option number three last year behind LeBron and Kyrie. He has to be option number two. And when he has been out this season, it's painful to watch that team play because, you know, who's option two if Kevin Love is out? Is it Jordan Clarkson? Is it Rodney Hood? Who of these guys can step up and, you know, when LeBron's sitting down, take shots, make shots, and beat a team? There isn't that guy that exists anymore. So the Cleveland Cavaliers really are dependent upon the health of their two superstars, and then those complementary players can play the roles successfully that they're designed to play. If Kevin Love is healthy, the Cavs team can threaten anybody. But if it's not Kevin, if Kevin Love's not there, like he got banged up, he got knocked in the teeth last night by Jordan Mickey. And what's unbelievable about that is he had a mouth guard in and he still got wailed.
Yeah.
But if he's not there, that team's in real trouble. I really, really don't see how they go far if Kevin Love's not fully himself.
Yeah, Jeff Diamond with us. We're talking some NFL, and you know, and I'm not wishing this on Case Keenum, but man, we have seen so many stories of quarterbacks that have had great years cashed out, including the guy we just talked about, Nick Foles, who just won a Super Bowl. You know, some people forget that with Chip Kelly, he had that season, 21 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, Pro Bowl quarterback, all of that, and it just didn't work out for him at St. Louis or anywhere else that he went. I think he was in Arizona for a minute too, and it just didn't work out, and all of a sudden he looked like a world beater again back in Philadelphia. And we've seen guys, the Matt Flynn's and Scott Mitchell, I want to go old school, Rob Johnson. I mean, there's been a lot of guys that have gotten paid off of doing something, and then it just doesn't pan out, you know, wherever they go.
Yeah, and I think the hope for the Vikings is that this guy is different, that with the supporting cast, he's extremely bright and a very hard worker. Not that those other guys weren't, but he's got a strong enough arm. He's got the size. He's got a little bit of escapability. And so I think that it's going to be really one of the big storylines of the season coming up, is to see how he performs here. And I guess it hasn't been announced yet, but it sounds like opening day of the season will be Kirk Cousins and the Vikings going to Philadelphia. So we'll see pretty quickly how he's doing against that Philly team. That all Howie Roseman has done is make them better by trading for Michael Bennett and adding Nnadi and a corner and Worley. He's done some really good things there in the offseason, even with a tight salary cap.
You know, and Bennett is a guy that's had some offseason trouble, got himself jammed up on a couple of different things. We see his name when we don't need to be seeing his name. And that brings me to Odell Beckham Jr. in New York. And Jarvis Landry keeps putting out tweets about come join us in Cleveland and everything. And he's getting dangerously close. I don't think they can do that. I mean, at some point in time, that's tampering. I know Joe Thomas got shut down on some of the comments that he was saying about various things at some point. And but in any event, you know, the Giants, is this ultimately, would that be addition by subtraction if they could get something for him? I personally wouldn't want him in Cleveland. I think the guy is too much of a diva. He's got too much baggage. But for the Giants, if they could get, they ain't going to get 2 first-round draft picks. But if they could get 1 first-round draft pick for Odell Beckham Jr., would it make sense for them to get him out of New York?
Yeah, I would think, and I wrote about this last week in Sporting News. I said if I was Dave Gettleman, the GM there, I would trade him, because I just think that there's too much baggage, as you said. He is too much of a diva. I think that eventually I think the guy's going to mature, and that can happen, but because he's 25 years old right now. But it just seems his agenda now is to party and to be with celebrities and to be that diva type personality. And so that really would not excite me. And it's been on the field and off the field. The battles with Josh Norman, very selfish, self-centered things he's done there. And then now on top of that, he's coming off an injury and he's threatening a holdout. He thinks he should be not only the highest paid receiver in the league, he thinks he should be the highest paid player in the league, which is absolutely insane. And so I think they're going to have a contract problem with him. Yeah. And so if I were the Giants and if I could get a first and something else, maybe a first and a third or something like that, I would definitely move him, because I just think that they've got enough other needs, and I think they can find other receivers who can plug in. He's a great player if he's on his game and he's right, but there's just so much extraneous stuff that you get with a guy like that. So I would definitely trade him if I could get the right price.
There you have it. That is your Rapid Rewind for this, the 28th of March, 2018. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on 730-1039. Yeah.
W-U-P.
WMP Sports Radio. The Op.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-360-4612. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-360-4612. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-360-4612. That's 800-360-4612.
The durability of tile. The beauty of wood. It's easier than ever to have both with Wood Look Tile. The Home Depot makes the wood look floor you want affordable with Ansley Amber Wood Look Tile starting at $1.89 a square foot. It truly is the best of both worlds, durable and beautiful. Ansley Amber Wood Look Tile starting at just $1.89 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for Woody Anderson Ford. Have you noticed the weather lately? Spring is definitely in the air, and you know what that has me thinking about? Getting my vehicle serviced at Woody Anderson Ford. Now, Woody Anderson Ford at Jordan and Sparkman Lanes has incredible new service lanes. So clean, it's like pulling into a NASCAR garage. Plus, the service team is first rate. They're knowledgeable and courteous. So if you go in there and say, it's kind of making a whirring sound when I turn the wheel, or it clunks at the stoplight, well, they got you covered. So get your spring service now at Woody Anderson Ford.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Cart is on sale now. This year's cart features a round of golf, including a cart at seven area courses and an hour session at an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Links at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Links at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com. Weather is sponsored by Account Tims. Demand for top talent is an all-time high. Account Tims can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Tims, a Robert Half Company.
Rain and storms moving in from the west tonight. Heaviest rain around the Shoals where a flash flood watch is in effect. The low at 62. Tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms likely during the day. The high 70. Friday, becoming mostly sunny. The high 62. And a beautiful day on Saturday, sunny with a high at 74. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Now back to the big dog. Bark, bark.
That's going to do it for us. Enjoy all of the baseball tomorrow, man. Take a moment, play hooky, do whatever you got to do. Watch baseball. Put it on your phone. Tell people at work I said it's okay. Forget my name if you get fired. And then we'll be back on Friday. We'll have a Friday trifecta. We'll talk football. We'll talk Final Four. A good time will be had by all. Antonio Macbeth mixed the show, did a tremendous job. Archie Shea is my program director. I am Tom Abraham. And this is 730-1039, you know.
730 and 1039. The Ump. More sports.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
From Martinsville Speedway, weekday Truck Series action after a weekend of rain and snow, and John Hunter Nemechek battled to the stripe with Kyle Benjamin to take the checkered flag and the grandfather clock trophy.
I felt pretty confident going into today about our truck. This is actually the truck that we won both races that we won with last year at Gateway and Iowa, and we decided to bring it for the first time to Martinsville here this year. Worked really hard on it all weekend. We unloaded with a lot of speed, and we just kept working on our truck all day. I kept telling Jerry kind of what I thought I needed, and he made a couple of slight adjustments, but really nothing. We kind of stayed the balance all day. Huge shout out to Jerry Kennan and the other three guys that we have at our shop that prepare these trucks each and every week.
Driving for Kyle Busch Motorsports in that number 54 truck, Kyle Benjamin snatches second place.
First off, I'd like to thank the team for the opportunity. It was a great truck. They gave me an awesome piece, and unfortunately, at the end right there, we needed a long run to pass the leader. We didn't get it. I felt like our truck was better lap 10 and on, so I was hoping for a long run at the end. We just didn't get what we needed there, but we had a very fast, really fast truck, and I think it showed on that one long green flag run we had how much speed we did have there.
Brett Moffitt was third, followed by Grant Enfinger, and Noah Gregson rounds out the top five as the series takes a huge vacation. Their next race is at Dover in May.
Like us at Facebook.com/thefinallap.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Say it loud. I have a prepaid thing and I'm proud. I have money. I exchange it for goods and services. Do I want to open a tab? No, thank you. Do I want to sign a contract? Smell you later. I give you money, you give me a cheeseburger, everybody's happy, no muss, no fuss. Have I applied this fancy free lifestyle to smartphones? Funny you ask. AT&T totally gets my no commitments thing. I get a brand new phone, I don't pay any activation fee, and get this, I get another phone too. My brother wants the second one. I'm gonna make him bid against my cheeseburger guy.
Switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3s with two lines, no contracts, and no activation fee for only $75 a month. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Offer ends 4/5/2018. Available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan, each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
The durability of tile. The beauty of wood. It's easier than ever to have both with Wood Look Tile. The Home Depot makes the wood look floor you want affordable with Ansley Amber Wood Look Tile starting at $1.89 a square foot. It truly is the best of both worlds, durable and beautiful. Ansley Amber Wood Look Tile starting at just $1.89 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Reminiscing with Amazon Music.
Remember Coach's halftime speech back in junior high?
That song he played probably won us the game.
What was it again?
Alexa, play the song that goes, "Burning with determination."
Rediscover the songs that defined a moment in time. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Hey, Rocket City, Ryan Brown here from the Jacks Roundtable. We'll be with you on the Up 6 to 10 on Thursday morning. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, joins us at 7:30. He'll talk about the upcoming draft, as well as all these NFL rule changes, the free agency moves, and the coach, Wimps Anderson, at 9:15.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's opening day of baseball, and the Atlanta Braves will get things started with the Philadelphia Phillies. Of course, you can hear that all right here with coverage starting at 1:55 p.m.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison, Huntsville, a Cumulus station. The Ump is your home for the $1,000 payoff.